I don't know, like, agree or disagree. Like, what will you, what would your take be? Like, Nigeria as a whole, not even just a country, because I'm sure technology can fix Ireland and all these other, you know, there's behavioral problems already that we have as a country. So it's not just the technology now or the human, but I feel like the technology can still help them reshape it.
Reshape what? Moral behavior?
Yeah. Because of penalties and attached to it. Yes. To
and,
it.
And dictatorship.
You have come with dictatorship.
you see, I love chaos a lot, but see, the thing is, my issue is, how do we, like, where is the, how do I put this now? Where is this? Who are the people that make sure that? You see this movie Ready Player One?
Yeah.
You notice that the guy who runs the guy who created the entire sort of metaverse, that weird looking white guy, the white hair. Then the guy in the suit, who is in charge, who is
best friend?
Yeah, not only that, his best friend, the other person, the guy who was always trying to make sure that he hired individual people to be able to win the quest.
Yeah. That
God bless the guy in the suit. So my question is, how do we make sure that if technology is in place in Nigeria and we make sure that there are structures that are preventing this from happening, that from happening, that from happening, how do we make sure that that person on the top, he doesn't get it, he doesn't become a dictator? How do we make sure that?
Yeah, we have it.
But the most issue is even the too much independence. I feel like that's the issue.
We're going to need to have
because too much freedom is a problem.
For the introductory phase,
we're somehow too diverse.
Yes, but
for that,
I swear.
Like for one person,
I get that. I get
me. I'm of the idea that we should like just be speaking pidgin English everywhere. So that like everybody understand everybody wants.
Do you
like,
know how sad it is that Hausa is even different versions? Like in one tribe, there is different versions. So it's so bad.
What do you call that? Your school.
Only one state has how many local governments?
All those
Ijesha,
all those kinds of things. But now we are too diverse. Because I was having this discussion with someone like yesterday. There's like the advantages of military is that things they have as fast. Like now, if I say we want, it's like an example of dictatorship. Like if I say I want to do something, there's no all that facade of going to the National Assembly.
I have to ask this person.
Using our life to play Ludo. To be going back and forth, then we already know what's going to happen. But then,
and then delay is so bad because,
But the, as you said, technology, the only good thing is like, that's what I was like, this recent
election. You took that right out of my mouth. This election has passed. We'll be able to know who won. Because I still don't believe.
Exactly.
I just don't believe my
own. Because as it's happening, we are seeing
I don't believe that guy won.
Yes, and those guys that are even going to court, I don't believe that they won.
Okay, no, but because they can't. This election, they introduced technology. They couldn't use it. They were not even using it the right way. So it's one thing to introduce technology, and then it's another thing to make sure.
It's still the same thing. You guys are saying
the same thing. They couldn't use it. They didn't use it. They forgot to use it.
The guy has not said why.
They don't train people to do all this.
Because just imagine they're just packing NYC people.
They were snapping like blurry pictures. So that's what they. One baby went to upload herself under one local
On the iPad,
so that's why I'm coming down, coming down to too much freedom. I feel like if there was one person that was ruling everything, you will not have the power to say,
it's accountability. The fact that they made it, like, let's use election now.
Accountability is different people.
What me I'm saying is, like, for example, me, I was a firm believer that Buhari would have come and become in desire. That's why, like, on this whole LP,
which Buhari? Bubu?
2015. So, with this whole Peter Obi thing, I just realized that the main problem than Nigeria. See, the main problem Nigeria has now, if I become the president and I fuck up, I'll be scared. Normally, if you fuck up, people fear say they catch you. Don't be for it. Then I'll now see that, all these people not accountable.
That's not.
Then I'll fuck up again. You see people that I don't even send people I'm killing, they're even defending me. Then that's all free for all, rule as you like. As so like, we need like accountability for, and that's the tech.
So
that's the tech. That's
but then
tech.
Who is the tech? Who is holding the tech?
Yeah, who is the structure?
Yes.
It's the next generation. That's why like, it's true now. That's why we have to like, make sure that we on our own, even if we not fight for the mandate, we make sure that we fight for people that are interested. Yeah, as passionate as you are a painter, as passionate as you are a painter, this guy you know down the street that's passionate about politics.
Yeah.
If you can like from now since there's somebody I met at one this cover whatever you said. I told her she's a forerunner, this not young girl. I told her I do not like politics, but I feel like I owe it to my children to tell you now that tomorrow if you become something, I will fuck you up if you don't do well.
Will you be able to fuck up?
I will with all my power. I will with all my power.
What if her power has her power?
So then it will move now.
People get to certain stages and their power becomes too high, you can't do anything.
Me, I've said it like the precedence. I've seen it.
So are you for tech? Sorry, we forgot to introduce the guest on today's episode. We have Muki, he's a renowned photographer. And we have Mr. Barrett Sketch, he's also a very renowned artist. We have Mr. Jafaru, he's a renowned interior decorator. And we have the TSC team with us. Yes, as we were saying, are you for or against? Let's first put it in concept.
For
technology.
Fixing Nigeria.
I'm for technology under dictatorship.
But how now is the question. Because it's easy to be for, but how? How does it work?
You see, like, I can't.
How will it fix Nigeria for you?
Okay, this is what
Or how would you fix Nigeria?
How would I fix Nigeria?
Yes.
With technology.
Okay, now you see, like, I'm very recently, I think like about 4 or 5 years ago, I really understood what data meant and how powerful data can be. If you know what has been going on in a certain place for the last 6 years, how do you know, I understood how powerful data can be generally. And I won't lie, there's something you said which is very true. Technology under dictatorship is basically for a period of time.
Yes.
It's necessary because the fact of the matter is if we say we hire these people to do these things, half the time it's not implemented. They said they had a budget for this election.
No.
A large-ass budget for this election.
For the givers, yeah,
until today.
Billions
for that
givers. Until today.
Yes, even this census, they said they want to...
It's almost 300 budget. Billion. Until today, my uncle in Ireland has not told me why the results were not uploaded at all.
Did you just say how much is
1 billion? No, how much is
1 billion? No, not beaver. The beaver is the bang.
1 billion is like 1,000.
No. The machine for the election.
No, I don't know how much. But I know the budgeted billion.
Yeah, it was about 300.
I know, but that's why I was coming to, like, if you go in these people's personal spaces, you know that wonder they look like.
They don't know what
they do respect. They look like they don't know. These people are exposed. As I've ever been to this mass complex, every office, like cubicle, has its own Wi-Fi. Fast as can be. Like they know, they all have the iPads. They have this central security system.
So if they are exposed, then why do they keep doing
it? Like, they are running us like.
Oh yeah, no, they do it on purpose.
It's purposely now.
So like when we are
agitated. You can clearly see, because we're not stupid, you can clearly see that these people are taking you to India.
Right, yes.
But they'll still be telling you some funny things. It's doing
no,
it.
No, the one that I heard me was
eating billions of naira.
How they now leveraged on technology during this election and still made it look so. They said that they brought IRAV. You can upload the results. Even if you don't have internet, just upload it whenever internet comes.
Yeah,
some people now started snapping their face. One, some people snap the picture in a way that you cannot see anything again. Hence,
it's intentional.
But I still feel like, if I was on that project, because how I look at this is this: I look at behavior. They took an IRAV, most likely technology, from a well-behaved country and wanted to replicate it
in Nigeria,
a country that the people, not that they are not well-behaved, but they are too corny for the country.
Yes.
No, yeah, that's
well,
they are too corny. That's
they
their,
were
that's
actually
their,
well-behaved that the police.
That's their, that's them not being actually, well-behaved. You know, there's this thing, Nigerians are too corny.
Nigerians,
hence why you feel, you see that wherever Nigerians leave the country, they excel. Because they have that, they are born smart. I don't know whether it's the
we
no, it's not smart, it's corny.
I don't know whether it's the condition.
Let me
give you loopholes.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's the condition of the country.
That's the word. Let's look at it this way. It's a survivalist mentality.
Yes.
Nigeria is a jungle.
Yeah, but they are always trying to adapt.
The average Nigerian who you meet behind the desk is powerful. The very, what did your brother-in-law say? The very first thing he does is, how does he make, how does he establish to you that he's better than you?
Yes.
That's the very first thing this person does.
No, it's not.
And you, that you're the average 25, 29 year old who has been living in Nigeria for a while, you've been surviving for a long period of time. So if you now, if you now leave your home ground and you exist in a first world government where things are working well, you're smarter than the average person there.
Yes, because it's a well structured organization,
so
with your own loopholes. So it's easy to,
so when the person doesn't see that, ah, I can easily get this thing for free,
I think that's why Yahoo boys in Nigeria are global. So I was watching, you remember we were watching one show called Pig Butchery Farms. I know you might not have heard of it, but that is what is Yahoo in, I think, Indonesia. How they run their own is a whole different structure. They do it like an agency. Like Bernara could be a whole
compound.
Flats. So Bernara has his police station, which means the police are in Connacht. Now what they do, they post ads, come and work with us for a period of time, but your work is on that compound. So once you now take the job and you enter that compound, you are not leaving that compound. So they force them to do the Yahoo, those ones, like they flog you if you're not bringing clients. How smart you are is how you get promoted. You now get a fraction
of what you make.
Hence why Nigerian people will not like it, because a Nigerian Yahoo boy makes his whole, he's an independent artist. But this one now, no matter, first of all, you don't want to scam somebody, but when you scam the person, you now get paid a fraction. And you can't even leave at any point in time. I think the time you can leave is maybe when they are changing compounds, maybe after like years.
Yeah.
But they've not even changed that compound for years.
So people have been there
for
years.
So they busted
their
Yeah, no, so they know,
like,
of it,
but
you can't bust it.
You can't bust it because of the high people that are in control.
So it's like a group. So that's what I'm just trying to tell you. So Nigerians didn't even need that level of structure to be able to be pulling off. To be able to be pulling off.
These people are doing these things from their phones.
To be able to be pulling off.
And they're not being flogged. They're not being
locked. The environment is flogging you.
Yes,
it's flogging
you.
Hunger is flogging you.
It's
like, so that's it. So I feel like whenever whatever the Nigerian government, like whoever comes, I'm not for this or for that or for whoever. I just like people that can look at things logically and come up with like productive solutions.
Yeah.
You can't keep doing the same thing in cycles. It's literally madness.
But
you understand?
Yeah, I'm stating that the main problem is still from the masses.
We have our own problem.
Do
you know the anointing is based on tribe or religion?
Wait, there was something that happened.
You can't see people now.
Okay, like,
it's always based on religion or tribe.
Let me try to I think I told you this when you came to my other day. There's this time that who was the president of Nigeria, Yar'Adua, now died.
I'm a Muslim.
I was now strolling outside, Jonathan became the president.
Yeah.
Do you know what a grown man's concern was at that time? That Saudi Arabia will move Nigeria's flag. How did that happen? Yeah, that they will move our flag
because
from Islamic country. How
serious?
Would that, like, make
because
you eat breakfast
like
tomorrow? No, because we don't
Saudi
have
law.
That's his president.
Okay.
And that is the sad part.
It's very true. That it's like what it's like what somebody did with a one religious one side ticket.
But which
is format? It's
format.
Yeah, which is Lagos State
government? GRB.
That Lagos State government. No, but then I feel like it's see. There's this thing here.
No, but the man.
We have serious prosperity in this country.
You see, with politics, politics is a whole different thing. Hence why, if you're going to look at how the world works when it comes to politics, there's this level of
sentiment.
No, it's not about sentiment. There's like a level of political organization a party achieves. You know they are going to be in business. Look at it from business. There's a level of structure are in that you're going to be in business for a long time. There's nothing you can do about it. Hence, it's just about now looking for putting the right CEOs and the right managers in power. Do you understand? So when it comes to this whole political thing, it was like when they were saying the gubernatorial, the presidential and this and that. Somebody says, there's a saying that if the people were actually the ones that could decide who they wanted, they won't allow you to do it. On a global scale, that's how the world works.
Okay, yeah.
I don't really feel like they give you the options that you need to see, knowing how it will mostly swing. I don't really ever see a time where it goes against. It's like casino. You never win against the house. The house always wins. Even when you look like you're winning, it's just there's this thing called psychology where because we've been in so for so, let's make you people feel like so has happened, or give you an icon or whatever, and then even if it stays. So that's why they say for the most part, like, many people are asleep in the world. Hence, a lot of people don't even know what's going on. You just see the front end.
That's right. You don't really
see the back end of things. So that's what I'm saying. With somebody says something about people always looking for savior. So the majority of the people are asleep. There's nothing you can do about it. That's how. If you watch Matrix again, look for the deeper meaning. That tube they were plugged in, that's how the world works. Matrix that was unplugged, that could see those things, was unplugged.
Yes.
There's no how you're going to wake up everybody. Some people's mind.
Some people want to stay asleep.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, they want to stay asleep.
Prepare and up.
So, you now that you're awake, all you can do is help create your own economies or your own structure. That even those people that are asleep, coming into your own structure, at least recalibrates their thinking to a point.
That's right. And hence me saying we have to push our own tech people into the government.
Yeah.
Because
hence what if you look at, like, case study wise, bringing it down, like with TSC now, what we do is let's assume everybody's asleep, yeah?
Yeah.
So nobody even focus on Northern Nigeria, because the people that are awake know that the remaining people in Northern Nigeria are asleep, so no need to leave. So let's now assume we at TSC woke up, we unplugged, and now we could have just moved with the crowd, like go to the people that are already awake and stay with them, and then focus on where they are focusing. And but now we are awake, hence we now want to create a solution for the people that are asleep, because we feel like those people don't need to be asleep for too long again. You understand? Hence now building whatever utilities from funding, structure and all. And that's why our slogan is on the wall, says we won't change the world, but we'll spark some brains.
Of course.
So in this structure we will do, even if 1 million people flow through and just 100 people get sparked, those 100 people will try to respark
another 100,
one person might spark another 100, and then you have a bigger pool. So hence with Nigeria, politically, with politics, I just feel like once we have order, there's peace. You've already achieved one goal. Now, the people on the sub levels need to stop trying to emulate what the people on the top level are doing. You can't be getting a contract of 15 million from the people on the top level and now giving somebody 2 million. It makes no sense. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because you now, you're already in that position where you should be able to now carry some people along. So you got that contract, figure a way. Yes, you want to eat, nobody doesn't want to eat, but there's so much you can eat. At the end of the day, it's lifestyle that kills some of us.
Yes.
When you are hungry, you might not have sausage to eat. You don't have money, you have sausage, you not end up with cancer. Like, so you die eventually, there's no dodging it, but at least try to create an impact. So don't be so greedy about things, elevate people. So now when it comes to technology, I feel like what they need to do always is understand how Nigerians behave. Nigerians are greedy, Nigerians are corny, Nigerians are too...
They don't like to obey laws.
They are too angry and they don't obey laws. So your technology has to evolve around all this. If I was to do IREV for INEC as a product designer or whatever, I'll look at the product. Where is it coming from? Ireland. Okay, Ireland people are calm. They are cool. They are law abiding. They are law abiding. That means that most likely this technology needs to be tweaked. We need to lock it in a way that the picture quality cannot be lower than what is to be snapped. Lock it in a way that if it's not text, it's capturing. You cannot snap a face.
Yeah.
All these things are done now. Kuda Bank. If you want to open a Kuda Bank account, you have to
literally. I went to my polling and I saw the whole setup. And me seeing the setup and like understanding that okay, this thing that these people have said they've spent this money on is just a table and a stamp card. And I have to stay in line. Like even there's no even privacy of who you vote. And there's this thing about like in your own neighborhood, like Angwa, there's always the people that are watching to see where you are leaning.
Yes.
In case if you want to start going down.
Yeah, but they know that.
They know, they will know who they will start coming for first. So as I saw the process, I was like, I knew that this thing was going to happen. Because half of what they promised, I did not see it physically. So I just went back to my house and relaxed and prayed for Nigeria. Because like one vote will not change who is going to win.
People say it changes, although like on a large scale, it
from
doesn't.
What they were, like from what you were seeing,
But some people will say that if every one person says it won't change, then you get a pool of 2 million. But my own problem is I look at the technology. I can't go and do some. I look at things before I attempt to even do them. So I looked at the technology, I looked at them. It's getting there. I feel like maybe in the next 8 years it might be they will modify it and maybe achieve it. But they could have fixed all of these things.
You know, like the money was
captured text alone.
No, I feel like
The belief self in Nigeria is another problem. There was this tsunami in Japan that they fixed one of their major highways, I think, in a week. And then I was back in uni, I was like telling my friends that we have the money, we can actually do this thing. Like sometimes we don't actually need. There was this time TTLB went to Egypt to see how they did their electricity. We have brilliant people in Nigeria that can survey and see our own problem unique to Nigeria. Just the way you were saying, the way like Irish people are calm. Nigeria, what you have to factor in to create a product for Nigeria is different from just going to copy and paste something from another place. So like our major problem is like, I think like our copy is too much.
Yeah.
Because like see with fashion trends to see Toms. Come, everybody wants to buy it. Even if it doesn't fit you, or it fits you super. Actually, one of your drivers will come. And this one, nobody is even trying to find their own personal identity.
Yeah. And then like, it's so bad that you now see that people you're trying to copy are actually copying you.
Yeah.
Did you see one post where they showed how Fendi over the years have been getting their design concepts? They go to all these Somalia people.
Yeah, I saw that thing.
This guy, MXL, he was like, what ginger him for his brand? He was like, when he was, his father gave him one of these, royal turban clothing, all these like jackets. And when he was wearing it on the streets in UK, like fashion with people wear. And you are here breaking your back trying to think how you use your salary to buy Gucci wallet.
So like no, that's like
it's just funny that we,
so what they call it, Nigerians, they copy so much that I feel like Africans in general,
Africans have come to a point where they feel like they can't think out of the box. So they don't do a lot of things for themselves.
Mental slavery.
Yes, you've been mentally enslaved, which is so bad. You understand? Like, I had a conversation with one guy the other day. I think he's all these contemporary dancers. I don't know if it's contemporary dancers, they call them or whatever. Sir. So I was telling him that for every fund, I asked him that. So he was telling me about his project, and he was like, Germany consulate and one funding it and this and that. I was like, because of how I look at things, I always look at back end, and hence, even in my space. So I'll explain with VC industry later. But I was like, even in my space, I look at the back end, and I always wonder why some things happen. Because nobody just wants to give people money. It doesn't happen like that in the history of the world. Yeah. So you need to know that the fund they are giving you to do a project, say be it a grant, it's because it's far cheaper than them coming to do that research.
I know.
Hence, they are going to use this research you give them as a stepping stone on whatever they want to develop and build on it and monetize it more.
Exactly.
But you just feel like, oh, they gave me a grant, but you don't even like. And hence, I blame the African leaders. Because if the African leaders were funding their own creatives, you understand? Then they wouldn't need to need grants from other spaces in order to fund their creativity. Then they could now have conversations in terms of equity. Oh, you like what I'm doing? Okay, let's have a conversation. We would set up this institute here, set up this institute here. We would have certain percent equity. That way now, you build generational wealth and your continent grows as
It tackles most of the problems.
It happens in VC. Now with VC, yes,
all these insecurity, all these guys collecting phone under the grid, they have something to do. So it starts from as small as technical colleges, as little as that, then you pick the exceptional minds and give them scholarships. Then you sit down and be like, okay, this gifted.
But you know, there are some people in Nigeria
you
cannot help.
No, but
you see,
the mentality is not like
people are so talented.
Yes. That's the thing. Because you know, we're having this
I had this conversation with one guy.
Did you see that person that drew that drawing using that LP songs? He was basically like just writing all the things in the song. He wrote it and he drew the face of a woman.
There's a town around my area that collects people's phone and everything. That they were just having this innocent
problem.
This local boy. We're now talking about the problems of Nigeria as usual. I was not like, but there's this way of, there's even this way like a certain part of the elite, like you rub off success. Like success now in Nigeria is not like something that you rub it off on people that don't have. There's a way you see somebody has maybe like he has the latest phone, you come out and just every 2 seconds the phone is out in your face. Like this, you want to receive calls. Even when it's not receiving calls, it's holding it. So I was not like, sometimes these people that collect these things, they see it. Because I feel like I was in their midst. So I was like trying to sometimes these people, they actually see like, okay, you are stealing their life and you are now rubbing it on their face. And this girl was like, Ross, me, yesterday I called her person. I was like, wow. He was like, as I see him, so he's a graduate. He has done his NYS. He started his master's, like from down. Now he's out. And if you see the guy, you will not be, like, this guy switched up on you. He was speaking this talk Hausa, this local street Hausa. This guy switched up almost Prince English. And I was like, wow. He was like, he has stayed in Port Harcourt, Lagos, all hustling with him. But now, this town thing that's giving him.
But that's the thing, people keep making.
There's no opportunity in it.
No, but putting him in for something
himself. Exactly. If everybody wants to say there's threshold, no opportunity, everybody
see, everybody's threshold. There's like, it's like heartbreak now. There's somebody everybody that will break his heart. And he'll be like, okay, let me just go to the club and
okay, so you're saying level of tolerance or something.
I'm not saying it's good to be bad, but like if the leadership they're actually doing what they want, they have the justification to somebody will steal one cup of garri before you know it's in Chiriki. But people are stealing billions.
Monkeys
then they are inviting them inside AC and asking them, bros, how we will eat.
That this amount, how much is left?
I have a friend that said, But just imagine, you can you steal something of 100 naira and you want to burn you in fire. But you still want billion and you'll be even
more. Yeah, people don't know.
You never said you've been 50 million.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah,
it's like double standard. No?
The structure is not there, yeah. But like she also said, that does not like justify. But you also said everybody has a limited threshold. Hence why me I say that, because there's always going to be problem in life. Problem doesn't go
problem
away.
Really
how is. I if, how I operate is how I operate is what's the next what's the solution to the next problem? Because that's the only thing. Like, and funny enough, I don't know if it's a me thing, but I look at it like it's. It keeps life interesting.
Mm.
I want to see a
few.
No, not poverty. poverty is a sickness. I say problems are solutions.
Yeah,
no, you don't have to see. Like, the funny thing is the most people say poverty, but I feel like it's a disease and a mindset. Do you get what I'm saying? You see somebody's house. Let me give you an example. You're living in a house. You're already inside the house. First. To show you now, you know, your net has teared, that has disappeared. Maybe your roof self has fallen. You will now say your child is always falling sick. Your child is going to definitely fall sick because, first of all, you don't even have net.
The net to spray mosquitoes.
The funny thing is, if you ask an artisan how much is that net to fix that thing, it will be more than 1,000.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? No matter how bad Nigeria is, an artisan, a bricklayer. Make I think it's currently 2,500 a day to carry blocks.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So
they don't say they eat bread and food.
That's so there's always a way to survive. You get and there's actual proper ways to survive. You understand? It's just that some people feel like I'd rather chill back and
there are certain things that I never
wait for another person
to
do it. Then
people feel above something.
And the funny thing is that nobody that reached the top, just some people do it based on silver spoon. But like if you look at the core, people went through stops.
Mm.
Like there are times I show the growth of where we started to where we are as a company now, or where I started to where I am as a company. And people that know me now think, oh, yo, he just maybe came into money this year, last year, or he has family money. I've been telling people that, yo, this is like a 10-year thing. Since 20, even if I backtrack it before now, maybe like 14 years. Because since I was in SS3, I've been hustling. You get, like, I've been either doing one thing or another. We started by making graduation CDs, moved to printing on T-shirts and all of that. And I've always looked at it like, what's next? Because when I was printing T-shirts, people were not doing that a lot. I was doing that, I was in 200 level. You get, that was where Unknown started. And it would have been easy for me to stay in that comfort zone or just print what everyone were printing. But I looked at it like, nah. I can't just wait for somebody to tell me it's bad day for me to print shirt and it's free. You get me? So how do I get my shit everywhere? And that's why, that was like my first love for tech, because I was like, this helped me be in a lot of spaces at once. So we now moved to that. So by the time the space became flooded, it wasn't still flooded for me because I was already different from those people. And then we kept evolving till we built different products. And now we now looked at it like, I told my lawyer the other day, I was having a conversation with him that last year really stressed me out because we put up a whole space, started having conversations around ecosystem growth from sports to art to tech and all. I was comfortable and I could have just been with my start with what I had started with the products I have built. And well, I looked at it like, yo, impact wise, how do you help? Because that's where the ball game is. And we did that, and that's why we are always like trying to have interesting conversations, either art, entertainment, talent, or tech around the company. So nobody poverty, like I was saying, is a mindset. There's a place that you know that if you go to, you can work, you can earn so amount of money. Yeah. Go and get that done. Fixing up a space, so for the most time, doesn't cost a lot. You can live in it. And I'm not glamorizing things. People say it's easy to say because you never went through shit. I literally have a novel that's written through a third party eye. But if you read the story, you know that this comes from a, like, this inside experience on it. So I'm not coming from money or anything. That's why I keep saying that. You can stay in a 40k apartment or a room, because they are 40k houses. Are they not? They are. Yeah. And you can make it nice. You paint it. Once it's white, it's already fine. You don't need a lot again. Just first get it white. Make your net day. You can use bamboo and make bed frame. Bamboo is not expensive. Throw mattress. It's already looking fresh. So how creative are you?
What people are going back to now.
You understand? How creative are you? Have your smartphone. You're up to date on news. You're catching up on gist. You dress. Even if you have a certain number of clothes, how well do you style it? How do you mix it? Please, there's that person that they say look like remote control. I don't know if you people have seen that politician that went to make a fuss during this election.
Oh,
that they now say that him and remote control have no
Dino.
We have to cut this place. They now say you.
You know that jacket.
The thing you wore is a whole lot of money. Yeah. You're like less than 5 million, but that thing doesn't look nice.
Yeah.
That jacket.
Only on designers all the time.
Yeah.
But I think you see him, you might want to dash him.
Because
like he doesn't ever, like, this guy is always wearing 1k, 5k, 500 USD, 1k, 500.
So when they think that's style, that's money.
Goes back to what you said earlier, that people don't find their style, they just copy.
Yes.
That's what she said before they got this internet camera.
Oh, yeah.
That's what part of what KMG was living on, that people.
No, but at least watch copy could
people. No, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Copy. No, yeah. I'm not even saying you can't dress.
Yeah, have some nice
words. What I'm saying is, then, what made it popular, like, among those elites, those fashion brands, people literally go to stores with his picture and say, I want this.
Yes.
And so they be like, you are singing in Singapore, in Dubai, in UK, that they are bringing
not
one same guy's face.
Do you know 50 Cent
actually bought the rights to you?
Now if Hush Puppy comes out of jail,
he was in prison, they started another case. Somebody
else.
Yes.
He said he's born. They call him Egbo.
He's born. He's just like a beggar now.
It's like Sean.
If Nigeria was an enabling country, he's supposed to be this kind of people that build products. No, build products as good as Ethereum.
It's true. Do you know why
build, he got it? Build. He could literally use the knowledge he has to build. The guy that built Ethereum is a multi-billionaire. He did it legally. But at the same time, they look at some of these coins are still. But now the thing is, in the world, there's very few, the line between illegal and legal is very thin. A lot of people, even if you're in the corporate world, you get to understand that. So there's this thing called illegal drugs.
Yeah.
And there's this thing called big pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
Big pharmaceuticals are making profit off illegal drugs.
Yeah.
But because they have the license to make it like legal drugs.
In like certain dosages.
Do you understand? So now they are big pharmaceuticals because they just looked at all the loopholes, looked at the legal ramification, and now made it that way.
Because
Osprey is brilliant, man. Because see, the only reason why they caught him, was COVID-19 relief funds.
Yeah.
COVID-19.
And that's the tech.
Was diverting.
That's tech.
That's very tech man.
Now you just burn it, or you see, right?
It's not like the biggest scam now.
He's the whole football team. Like, they literally bought a player that doesn't exist.
There was a team that did something like that.
So, you see, that comes to, I think it was Mookie that said it. Yeah? No, it was Bayern that said it. A structured country, but they don't really see so many. They feel like they fix most of the loopholes using their citizens.
And it's not true.
But their citizens are not as smart
as us. People who come from third world.
Hence, you have to think about
hence, you now looking at the system can literally see
the cracks.
So much flaws.
Like, there's a podcast I listen to. These guys they sit on a couch. I can't remember the name. And they said that they were talking about scamming, right? And they said that some of the biggest scammers in Houston are Nigerian boys. And one of the guys said he remembers one day he was buying gas at a fuel station, and a Nigerian guy paid for his gas with his hotel key card.
Yeah,
like the card they give you to go into your hotel room. He had, I don't know how this nigga had rigged into the hotel's main. I don't know what he had done.
So the hotel that was paying.
His hotel that was paying for his gas.
But did they know they were paying?
All the podcast guys saw that. He just saw that it was the Ritz Carlton key card the guy put into the slot to them. And they said, how did you? He just said no.
Just accept the gift.
Okay, you pay for it.
Yeah. Just accept that. Don't ask
for it. That is not your money. It's not paying.
So, take and fix the
country. When you're in cozy places, you just think. You know, Nigeria, normally you think too much. Yeah. So, when you're in a place that you don't have to think so much, ideas will just be flooded. You just be seeing money
here. When I was in Lagos, this. A friend of mine in tech, I was talking about this app, like for paying utility bill.
Yeah.
He said they're thinking of the app not just punching all the whole utility bills into one. That think of it as like you are saving time. Think of the time you have to go and buy gas individually. You have to go to NEPA office to complain. Mm. You have to go.
You realize that maybe you have saved yourself
5 days.
The other artists
were on ground.
These guys, it took them almost 2 weeks to finish their work. I was done in the first week. Ask me why. This was the first time in my life I had painted under echo. Like there was, I was just sweating.
My brain was on hyper.
My ADHD was. They were saying, "Why are you doing?" I said, "I'm done." They said, "Come and do 5 things." I was done on that the first week. The remaining 2 weeks of the resident, they move up and down. These boys were still okay. I don't know what to do. I'm looking at them like this is what Nigeria has done me.
Because Nigeria, they will take like you guys
okay.
Then
I was using phone like the back of my phone like to complete a
bit.
Because I know I can't leave it like this.
They will tell you that they are not accepting transfer of card. You wait on the line. When you they don't accept transfer, no network. Before you know, you have
moved your accept. Look at us paying to get money. I'm paying one side to get my 5k.
Naira is getting against Naira is black
money. I swear. I think that we're a golden generation. Do you know I say that? Like, we are the bridge between the suffer we've experienced and the future that might lie.
I'm playing snake and we're using
and it's so beautiful that. There might be a possibility that in 50 years from now, some people will not know this whole story.
Yeah.
And then now you will now see Nigerians that are now not as smart as they used to be because there's this thing that I know. I can't remember. I'm not sure if I get it off. Let me check. It's my draft. They say, it says hard times.
Tough times make soft people.
Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. So we are in hard times.
Yeah.
We are now strong men.
Yeah.
So we are strong. Now we that we are strong, we are thinking on how to create good times.
Our kids will be as strong as us.
Are going to create weak men.
Our kids will not be as strong
and
as
weak
us.
Men that's are going to create.
Hard time. That's the reality of
so it. So back all over.
That's the vicious circle.
Now, what happens?
Chaos must always be the universe.
What happens is that.
Must always
be. Yeah, you like chaos.
What happens? What happens with societies that have understood this theory is that these people, these strong men that create good times, always institutionalize a board that makes sure that they are able to check that these good times are maintained, no matter the weak men that are being formed.
Okay, you understand.
You can see United States of America, when they got out of whatever they went through, they've made sure they've not been, they've not pulled themselves back into that state.
But all their people are soft now. The kids are not even
the people might be soft, but if you look at their electoral system, you get to see like there are still like some top dogs that call the shot. They are old now, but they are still, and now they are grooming new ones.
Their mentors, whoever they are hunting,
come and be on that board.
You understand?
Yeah, it won't be there, but the time is not as bad as the first. Yes,
but the people will still be dodo. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it won't be as.
What is dodo?
Don't think about it. You are coming from the farm. You are hungry. You want to. You want to make it in life. You drive maybe bad as, but you drive a Honda Hala. Then your children will be like, ah, my dad came from the farm. Got a Honda. Me, I can drive Range Rover. And you now drive Range Rover. Your children are inside private jet. They will not know suffering.
They won't even know.
I think that theory is a shaky one.
But see this new generation of like even all the kids you can see like abroad, most of them are not interested in school anymore. Most of them are not doing
they
as
don't want, yeah, they just want to stay kids. And be TikTokers and
TikTok, violence, drugs. They're not even
So in the absence of problem,
create new problems. My friends were like, they are cabin boys and they're using it to brunch. They're like, doing guys chilling.
Yeah.
But like, they asked him that was the biggest surprise. That's the one they wanted to go now.
Yeah, I don't know what
they were like, he said, there was a time his car, he had a flat
car.
So that 5 minutes before the mechanic
came.
That's the biggest surprise.
And in a way, you can't say that he doesn't have problem. Because it's like
it's
a real life problem to him.
It's a real life problem.
Yeah. When you are using efficiency, maybe that 5 minutes now, do you know? Like, if you have money,
Hush is the one.
Say there was a time Hush will tell you that he's having breakfast in Paris, lunch in Dubai. See, if you have money, like 5 minutes is like,
so I think that's why I said something. I feel like the adventure, the journey is one of the things that makes the adventure interesting. Because yes, you want to have that money because you'll be a hypocrite to now tell somebody when you have money that no, the money is not.
It's nothing.
But I feel like people say it, but
I feel
like
money, I'm empty. No, I have no purpose.
It's not me.
I feel like
it's part of those crying in Lamborghini.
I feel like you should know that at the end of the day, it's just numbers.
Yeah, like this a cap. That it's just numbers. Be a cap on like how much each individual
can make in life.
I swear.
Why is it dangerous?
Why is it dangerous?
That wanting for more is like actually.
That's human nature.
That's also, but like,
why
like that's.
Be so
it's not
greedy?
Money that is really root of all evil. Is that one thing? Like
now,
me and you will be thinking now, like. But you'll be thinking that, oh my, look, if I mistake, get my layer for them.
The money
can go get 1 billion. That's true now. But 500 million in real time,
it's okay for you to do almost okay for you.
That's why I don't get why people steal so much. That's why Nigerian's major problem is greed and behavioral thing.
You can't live in 20 houses at the same time.
Yes.
You are not monetizing. So, on this side, one of
I feel like it's better you go and have 20 houses than have one house with 20 rooms. For God's sake.
They don't even
at least those houses you can rent them out.
No, but they don't do that. Is that not why Ofke now said there are so many houses in the state that people are not there, so we want to approach them now and monetize their houses instead of
getting all of the books.
Let them.
They don't, yeah.
Yes.
They just like knowing that okay, I have a house there whenever I want to go.
But
I
say, or sometimes it's money. Yeah, I have like whenever I want to share.
You see this house thing? I subscribe to it a lot. Yeah. Like, I just feel like I should have houses everywhere. It's just something that you know.
But
just
to rent. No, there are hotels.
Yeah, they could be monetized. They could be done. But like, I just
okay, your house could be monetized.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, well, that's
him.
He's
not planning to.
Yours is different now.
Yeah, when they're talking about the ones that starting money,
I understand.
So yeah, so smart technology is what will fix Nigeria. Because let me give you an example of our office now.
It's not special.
We have cameras. We have a team. Yes. We have teams that work remote. We have teams that work physical. Just to show you how people's behavior can be sometimes, you get to see, you get to ask someone, somebody knows they have to come to work 9, but maybe plus or minus 20 minutes because we know life happens, so 9:20. Then you don't get to see somebody coming in 9:45. You understand? And then you ask them, for example, they don't know these cameras, and they don't know their apps, yeah. The clocking app, how it works. You ask them, what time did you get to work? The person says, I was at work 8:49. You now pull up your data of your, there's your clocking app that is geotagged, and it shows your location in real time with timestamps. And you now first tell them, oh, the camera caught you at 9:45. They might say, no, maybe the camera is a mistake.
There's the camera is
now, IVR issue, maybe it's a mistake. Or they even know that, okay, maybe I should just, maybe not on light quick because maybe the camera uses light. Yeah. So once the camera is dark, they can't see me. But because we now have geolocation, which works offline, if, so some of them will first say, no, my phone was dead. But it works offline, okay. Don't worry yourself. Worry. It works offline.
At 8:45,
so clock in. Yes, that's how it does. Yeah. That's how it does.
You at the juncture, you're not reaching.
So, and then you know. Have a call and now pull this data and they are saying it, then you now see they are lost of word and they are now apologizing. I'm sorry, ma, I'll not do it again. Hence, now you check that behavior because of technology.
Yeah.
They know there's no much loopholes they can exploit.
Yeah.
Their biggest loophole will have been to say, my phone died, so I can't clock in. But at the same time, you're already notified that if you find a way to clock in 9, because we don't care whether your phone died. If you don't clock in that 9, if you find out good your phone died, shall be at the office 9:20. Because the office always have light,
so
that dead phone will be revived, and it will now show on the camera that you were in the office 9:20. So check and balances. So smart technology. So if like with this election thing, they put together stuffs like that, that no matter the loophole they were trying to exploit, there was like a backup somewhere that could have been tallied. Now it will be what are these people reading for us versus what is here, which is official one.
There's no solar, too much solar.
It's what I keep saying with
too much solar.
Okay, by rounding up now, it's what I say with the road. I say Nigerians are not law abiding people. You put traffic lights, it's not going to work. You need to put traffic lights with road. These things that come out from
so that destroy your tires.
So that as soon as you beat the light, your tires go.
As soon as you
come out. Yes. So yes. The thing is that. If you do that, if you have 100 traffic lights in a state and you put just 20, people might not know whether they are in the remaining 80, but they will stop.
Yes.
So even when you stop putting it, the story will be that be careful when you're growing up and you start driving. Things come out from the road. Everybody now down the generation, and then structure is important. There's like you said. The place you're supposed to find LS talent supposed to be in this school. I've seen my friends that were bad ballers. This nigga could bend ball like Beckham. Now he's literally growing mad on the road.
There's something like that.
This nigga could bend ball like Beckham. He was supposed to have been scouted. His whole life trajectory could have been different.
I think about this thing that what if I don't know if I've told you. The first time I went to university, I was 16 years old. I went to Mapo to study law. What if my dad had sent me to art school at that age?
Based on knowing your potential.
I
said, let me go to
everyone and study art. You guys, I'm studying.
What if my first, because they believed at that time, you know, you can't be successful, except you are a young girl. You can talk very well. You seem very confident. You should be a lawyer.
No, but it's true now. Like what you were saying about this whole discovering talent.
Yeah.
And it's like tech. That's why I was telling you, giving that Zola's algorithm. Mm-hmm. We take from birth and from behavioral patterns. You can find out who's going to be.
Give
you
talent.
You can.
You can gather all of them, paint it on something,
hide
it in a frame.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, this guy that gathers wine cups, like when you pop wine,
yeah,
he puts it
monster
on
clan.
Him.
Yeah. There's one in my studio, like I made them out of Monster cans, but at that time, you know, I used to drink Monster a lot, but you know, a great old man, you know what, we have that.
Things like this,
you shouldn't have taken this
cup. No, it's not like I don't drink sugar, but that Monster one, I had to stop.
So there's so much that needs to be identified, and hence that's like I said, the only solution. Because people keep complaining, yeah, and the world won't change.
Lock in once they give birth to you. It's true. Lock in, they just give birth to one boy, black, 20 kg, so and down, behavioral pattern, from hospitals. Now with your fingerprint, they try.
Yeah.
How?
No. See.
They need to, but they don't go run.
Nigeria's problem is that we copy too many things.
Yes.
If I was a president, but this whole multiple identity that we have, name, we have all this,
it's one
security,
and we find everybody in real time.
One is enough.
I will spend the biggest amount on database collection. Once I can do that, I can now.
You know how many places
I've. Once I can do that now, all I need to have is eyes in the sky. Once I can see people, I can cop. Now with this thing, you've cut down crime. You've cut down. You've created jobs. You've made people change their behavioral pattern. Then now you now create structure. From school, there's always global. Nigeria needs to, like, the leaders need to have this kind of, use the VC mentality. Set up a fund, a nationwide art fund, nationwide sport fund, nationwide tech fund. How does this fund happen? Competitions around the school. Kaduna, and then every state should have their own fund. So now Kaduna State, local government should even have first. So first, you've done the local government own. They've already identified the people. So even you that didn't win the money, you're documented.
That,
they can follow your track. Even not step. Whether you get the prize, first, second, third can get prize. But 100, like, a large, to just monitor their growth. Have a platform where you can keep submitting your progress, and then a network that you can be engaged to.
100, but there's this growth.
Now they now do a state owned, they do it. So there's always prizes to this thing. It now makes it cool to want to be a writer, to be a coder, to be an artist. It makes it cool to want to do everything.
You
that you're a sports guy, they've identified you. You automatically make Nigerian football team just in SS3 or SS2, which is how Feda team, Anna, them, Rashford, was it not from? So, if you have these young people, and then you now have the pool. So now, instead, because you have a data pool of 10,000 potential good athletes that have been followed up, have free access to all these 5-a-side courts to train, medical access in case of injury, setting
stipend.
Now, if now a foreign club wants to come and sign you, you are able to dictate your terms better. Because now you're telling them, see, I'm already on the government roster. As an artist like you now, they've already identified you, you're already covered, you're comfortable. Whether you just want to be painting for comfort, you still have certain benefits. Health is covered, access to painting things is covered. So now, any gallery telling you, you say, I can't take 25, you get me, I have to take 65.
No, when you're comfortable, you brag differently.
Because already, my government is willing to buy my art already at a good price. So now, they will not be. Foreign people now look at Nigeria and be like, wait, what's going on? Why is the government so invested in the people? Hence, making it very hard for us to tap into this talent. And now creating a bigger value. To not sit down for us, not going to Japan. That means we end the story.
Just imagine.
We end the podcast.
That's over.
Yeah, no, imagine. Give us your last imagination.
We were watching football and my dad walked past and I was like, just imagine this stadium is in our streets. Do you know how many people will be employed every weekend?
Do you know, like, I tell
just people, look at this, how many thousand people? Do you know all the shops around?
This guy is... Economic boom is not a joke. Look, I told you that, see, for the, we're not joking. You see sports, you see art, you see
entertainment. We love
dance,
all that.
Dance.
dance is in entertainment. Mm, yes. You see art, sport, art, sport, entertainment, and tech. Those four pillars, yeah, that is like our impact mission.
Yeah.
We are going to find a way to make sure that there's a structure that is created for it in the region we operate in and have that blueprint. Because we know that people like to copy and paste. If you do something and it goes well, you now see a lot of other people trying to emulate that whole thing. But we want to make sure that it's done properly. It's done in a way that creates long-term impact. It's not just, oh, I came and I tried to do this. No, no, no. So we hope and want to see how the next couple of years will play out and see the kind of impact we can. Because the truth is, the top will not really necessarily help us all the time. You need to help yourself from grassroots.
And to get to a point that they have no option.
Than to, yes. Because an example is if you do something and people are applauding it, then it now casts, it opens their eyes to the fact that other people that are supposed to do it are not doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a practical example of that with when we did track trips. We built the first online ticket platform. They said it was a scam. It was working and it wasn't a scam, but they shut us down. After they shut us down, the eyes were on everybody because everybody says, if you people knew you were not going to do it after 2 years and you shut these people down, why did you shut them down? Now we need it. The pressure was too much. People even literally told us that we are shit in so many people. We shed on so many people because they didn't want that level of transparency. They didn't want to be able to account that these are the number of tickets. You understand? They told us this, and because of that, they had to do it. Hence, it created. So a lot of people who know, a lot of people who know who set it up, and it's fine by us. But we know in our impact story that we were part of this thing, and it's fine for us.
And that's part of making a difference.
Yeah.
It's like sparking an idea, doing it very much. So.
Thank you very much, our guest Muki. And we thought we were going to do this in 30 minutes. Our podcast are never short. I don't know. I don't know whether it's because of the mind. We always try and say 30 minutes podcast. We end up with 1 hour.
But that's cool, sir.
Thank you guys for coming.